Other prosecutors note no neighbors heard her give verbal commands to freeze, as she is claiming. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Record heat continues for the next several days. Daily high records are in jeopardy well into next week. Meanwhile, the drought continues to worsen. Today, high temperature 98 to 100 will easily break the record of 96. Rain chances are very low, about 10% today and through the weekend, but not zero. Tomorrow, Sunday and Monday, highs in the upper 90s to near 100. Record highs expected each day. That takes us to the end of September. Then, for the start of October, the hot and dry pattern continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Paging Maria Sanchez. Maria Sanchez, you need to call 396-5477. Maria Sanchez, call 396-5477. You're the latest name drawn in the name game. You call that number within the hour, Maria, 396-5477, for your chance to win a 65-inch Sony Smart TV, courtesy of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. So again, Maria Sanchez, call 396-5477 within the hour to win this amazing TV, courtesy of Cohen's. And folks, if you want to register, you can go to newstalk931.com, look for the banner, the name game banner, click on that, put in your full name, and listen for your name to be called at the top of the hour on not only News Talk, but all of Blue Water's wonderful, wonderful stations. Coming up, more of the Dan Morris Show. We'll be right back.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. 90 new basic correctional officers graduated from the academy Thursday. These new officers have limited duties because they're not APOS-certified. Recruitment of corrections officers has increased by 150%. This comes after recent pay raises. A man has been sentenced in a 2014 murder case. 21-year-old Rodriguez Reed was sentenced to 99 years in prison for the shooting death of Ladarian Thompson. Thompson and Reed were both 16 at the time of the shooting. And two local schools are being honored as Blue Ribbon Schools based on their academic performance. Prattville Christian Academy and Baldwin Magnet both received the honor. More than 9,000 schools have been honored as Blue Ribbon Schools since the program started 37 years ago. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The curtain was lifted on an anonymous whistleblower's explosive complaint against President Trump.
After two fatal crashes and 346 fatalities, the NTSB says Boeing underestimated the panic and chaos inside the 737 MAX cockpit.
Trump is now going even farther in his attack on the whistleblower. He is accusing him or her of being a spy.
What costs more than a mid-sized car? A year of company health insurance. The Kaiser Family Foundation shows annual employer-provided health care costs are above $20,000.
Controversy over the Joker movie after a warning of potential threats of mass shootings at screenings of the film. Many theaters have issued restrictions on what moviegoers can bring in.
Samuel L. Jackson, whom you know from blockbusters like Do the Right Thing, you can have his voice now on Virtual Assistant because he's teaming up with Amazon.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstone 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in the gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then if you're a brand new first-time caller, you can get your name put in twice. What's Sweet Creek Farm Market? Great place, 231. They're going to be starting for Fall Festival, doing the Scarecrow Contest. Check out, get the applications at the produce desk at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's go back to Rick. Rick, welcome back to the Dan Morris Show.
Yes, sir. Final point, and then the only time I'll call back is when I claim my Sweet Creek basket this afternoon.
Oh, okay. Give me a month and day of birth.
7/22.
Got it.
You gotta think positive.
Indeed.
So, why is there a double standard in that? Back in May of 2018, you had senators Menendez, Durbin, and Leahy, who wrote to the Ukrainian government about keeping the pressure on and investigating Trump, and even implying or indicating that their support for foreign aid to Ukraine could be in jeopardy.
Now, the last part of that is the serious part. Them saying cooperate with the Mueller investigators, continue to cooperate, that's not that bad. There's nothing wrong with that. When they tie it to money, that's the problem.
Right. And that, I mean, and I had read that in the Federalist. So, you know, again, I'm getting that secondhand. But how is it any different that they can do that? And these are the same people who are turning around and trying to accuse the president of quid pro. So the only positive out of all of this is it's good for the economy. I had to buy a blood pressure machine because they're killing me. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate the telephone call. Yeah, something that I would do is I'd get the four people that were in the situation room that did the transcript, and I'd ask them, did you see anything wrong with that?
Right.
And if they didn't see anything wrong with it, then somebody's peering in and looking at something and interpreting stuff. Okay, so let's see which way we're going to go here. Boy, there was some good juicy stuff on last night. Well, let's talk to this caller.
Smoking Otis.
Smoking Otis? Smoking Otis, how are you, buddy?
Brother, I am good, Dan. How y'all?
Doing really good.
Good, man. I'm sitting here on the edge of a pond fishing this afternoon.
Well, what are you fishing for? Brim, bass, or crappie?
Oh, we're doing a little bass fishing out here this evening.
Oh, good.
A little bit warm, but
It is a little warm.
Yeah. But we deal with it. Look, put me in the Sweet Creek again this week, if you would, Dan, and then I got a question for you.
Sure, give me a month and day of birth.
5/10.
Yeah, what's your question?
All right. You know, this Green New Deal they trying to push on us.
Yep.
Where they want to get rid of meat and all that stuff. Now, what hit me, Dan, is I believe it was Burger King came out with like a vegetable burger.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
That is right.
Yeah, the Impossible Burger. Yeah.
Right. Now McDonald's is coming out with one. Now my question is, are they trying to prepare us for this Green New Deal by doing this stuff?
I think they're trying to talk to a piece of the market. Being a vegan is a very popular thing now.
Well, and I'd imagine what's going on, because these are kind of trial runs. I bet you the company that provides that stuff is maybe fronting some money or something. Hey, let's do a trial and see how this goes with the market.
And, right.
I'm not a big fan of it, but, you know, if it sells, all power to those companies. Give the option.
Well, I've never tried one, but I was just kind of curious. You know, they started to get rid of meat, like kind of like the Green New Deal, and I thought, well, I just wonder if this is like a kind of a sneaky way to try to condition us to move away from meat.
Well, let us hope not, because I won't.
Right. I won't either.
And this is Alabama. We dare defend our rights and our beef.
Yeah, so there you go. Barbecue exactly for all.
Right. We'll take up arms to keep our beef, I guarantee.
There you go.
I was just kind of curious what you thought about all these veggie burgers coming out.
Yeah, not myself.
Nope, me either, Dan. Give me some meat in between my buns.
Bro. There you go.
Well,
we won't go there. We might have to cut that.
Yeah.
We have to cut that. Thanks, Smoking Otis.
Yeah, brother. Y'all have a good day.
That sounds like an 84 kind of thing, you know?
Indeed.
I love it. Let's see which way we want to go here. Let's start with John Solomon on Hannity last night with the documents that he released today.
John Solomon, explain to this audience how many documents we have and what these documents are and what you have gleaned from them.
Over the course of 18 months, I've gathered more than 450 pages of documents. These come from four sources: the State Department, the Ukraine Prosecutor General's Office, the Ukraine Embassy in Washington, D.C., and the legal team representing Burisma during the time that Hunter Biden was employed as a board member and consultant at that natural gas company in Ukraine. So that is the body of documents. These documents show, as I report tonight for the first time, that the very day that Joe Biden managed to get that Ukraine prosecutor, Mr. Shokin, fired, that very day, his son's company's lawyers, the American lawyers helping Hunter Biden's Burisma company try to fight this investigation, were trying urgently to reach the new prosecutor, the replacement prosecutor. 1 week later, they managed to get that meeting. They're in Ukraine less than a week after Biden fires the prosecutor. And in that meeting, according to the official record of the meeting from the prosecutors, the lawyers for Hunter Biden's company and the lobbyists for Hunter Biden's company stated to the replacement prosecutor, "We know that the information calling Mr. Shokin corrupt and inept was, quote, false information, close quote, distributed by U.S. government officials and other figures. We are sorry for that. We would like to make this up to you by bringing you to Washington or connecting you with the Obama administration officials so you can tell them the true story that you did have a legitimate investigation against Burisma and you were not corrupt and you had instigated numerous reforms." That is the official record of the meeting Ukrainian prosecutors kept. A few days later, Hunter Biden's American lawyers, the lawyers representing Hunter Biden's company, Burisma, sent a follow-up email trying to make good on their promise to bring these new prosecutors to Washington to explain the dirty tricks campaign that had been run against Mr. Shokin and to clear the air. If Joe Biden forced the firing of this prosecutor on the grounds that he was corrupt, and Hunter Biden's lawyers go and say that was false information, somebody's not telling the truth. We need to get to the bottom of that.
Wow. Pretty heavy. I looked at that document that is the sworn testimony or affidavit of the prosecutor who basically, and Victoria Tunson is going to get into this, basically that they said, look, for your country, you need to step down because it's the right thing to do. And he goes, I'm supposed to interview him like now. And so he did an affidavit on that. Let's go to Frank. Frank, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello, Mr. Morris. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good. I'm a first-time caller. I'd like to get in on the drawing, if I may.
You got it. Frank, give me your month and day of birth.
9/12/53.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, Frank.
Well, I'm retired. But I'm retired from an area in which I understand what... I'm an independent. But I'm retired from an area... if I use the term Ithaconian, do you understand it?
No.
Joey, do you understand Ithaconian?
It's from Ithaca, New York?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, 10 square miles of insanity.
The chance to escape from.
And, well, no, I didn't escape from it. It's just, it was there. So the way you have to deal with, and it's coming. I mean, you know, they always, I'm originally from Augusta, Georgia, but I went to school up there and stayed up there. And it's always been said how southern states are behind. People don't know what's coming. If that's true, then you just don't know what's coming our way. I've seen it. You've seen it. Anyway, what I wanted to comment about was what bothered me yesterday was that when Schiff was telling this fairy tale, we shouldn't expect to hear anything from the Democrats. Where were the Republicans? I mean, I understand there's Robert's Rules of Order, but this is a time to speak up when this is being stated. The man was basically lying. I mean, I really appreciated the way the retired ICE guy handled himself.
Tom Homan?
Yes, he, because that's a time for exchange, not for control. Control. But when someone is lying in Congress and telling a fairy tale, I just believe you need to stand up, because that's how you deal with that liberal theology. You don't let it go on. Now, can I add one more thing? I've listened to your show 3 years. This is more or less a question for you. People complain about, MAGA has to complain about this. President Obama's branding. Did you ever notice, and I don't mean this in a crude way, whenever one of the two females came on camera that represented his agencies, they always had big balls around their neck, pearls or whatever, every one of them. Now, I don't know what that says, but you see those people now when they're on other stations, but they're not wearing that.
Give me an example of who.
There were two blonde. There was one redhead and one blonde. I don't remember what they were. But if you go back.
Press secretaries, Jen Psaki and Marie Harf.
Go back and look at the.
I haven't seen them back on media in a while.
No, well, they've been on. I've seen them. But they don't wear that. One of the things I used to have to pick up on things like that, and I kept saying to my wife, and she started noticing too, that's a branding technique. I just wondered if anybody ever pointed that out to you guys. I don't mean it in an ugly way.
Right, I hadn't noticed that, but now that you say it, you're right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you go back and pay attention to that, I just wanted to point it, because I had never heard anybody else say it except for people that I knew. It's like, whoa, 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 look. Trump's got the red hat. This is over here. So what do you think about that, with the no Republicans speaking up, though, while Schiff was speaking, to say, whoa, whoa, point of order, hold on.
Well,
is it allowed in a congressional meeting like that?
You could do it, and you raise a point of order, but you better... I don't think it looked that good. I think... What I would have done, if I was Nunes sitting next to him, I would have scribbled on a piece of paper, he's lying, and held it up with an arrow pointed to him.
Yeah, I think Nunes was just biding his time, and I mean, I could see John Ratcliffe's face contorting as Schiff was in the middle of it. I think they were giving him enough rope to hang himself. And then later on, they did press him, and that's when Schiff admitted my paraphrasing was part parody. Yeah. So, I mean, they did push back later, but yeah.
Yeah, they called him. Some of the members called him out in their discussion, including Nunes in his opening remarks.
I was just worried about the clips that people.
Well, thank goodness, and I was kind of surprised at this. I scanned all the networks, and nobody ran that piece.
Good.
It was bad.
Yeah, because
well, I appreciate your taking my call. I'm a little nervous, as you can tell.
Oh, you're not nervous. Caller. Okay, so you've been listening for about 3 years.
3 or 4 years, yes.
And you're retired?
Yes.
How'd you find me?
I was scanning through the radio stations one day, and I heard some sense.
So you're listening to Joey's show. Something people just don't say about me very often.
Well, I'm not exactly, no offense to anyone, but, you know, country music's not number one on my list, so I was scanning, and I heard a voice, and I said, okay, a voice of reason.
A voice in the darkness there.
Well, you know what? It's a voice of reason, but it's what you find when you come from a place. When you deal with an Ithaconian, you have to have the ability to talk them in circles. And eventually, you will lead them back to where they started, which is exactly where things were to start with. So nothing gets done. But you move on.
I like that. Frank, we're going to do that drawing today. What time are we going to do that drawing, Frank?
I think it's between 2:30 and 2:40.
That's it. What's in that gift basket?
$60 of your choice from Sweet Creek.
Yay, you did it, Frank. We're going to be doing that drawing, so listen in and see if, in the words of Milton McGregor, you can be a winner, too.
The other thing, what I believe, that I think you go to church for religion. I think you go to church for moral guidance. I think what runs a city is a business person. So that's where my vote will lie.
Thanks for the words there, Frank. I appreciate you. We're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Maintaining your lawn the right way this fall starts with Lowe's. Because Lowe's has the grass seed and fertilizer perfect for your growing area. And the know-how to help you do it right. And a great savings, like up to $15 off select Scott's grass seed. And save $5 on a 12.5-pound bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food, now $14.97. For all your fall projects, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Valid through 10-2. Selection and availability vary by location, U.S. only.
Cooler weather is around the corner, and at AutoZone, we've got more ways for you to get what you need to be ready for those fall drives. With our free same-day store pickup, you can grab what you need today and finish the job right. And with our free next-day delivery, you can get it delivered to your front door tomorrow and do the job in no time. In need of new wipers? Right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy two Rain-X Quantum wiper blades. Free next-day delivery on eligible orders over $35. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
I want the audience to know that I saved you. I was going to do the closing remarks for both Woods and Reed. It was so mind-numbing that I decided not to do it. I saved you guys, but that was on the agenda. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Redhead Savage. I like that name. Redhead Savage?
Hey, my kids named me that.
Your who named you that?
My children.
Oh, really? Friends. Redheaded Savage.
Yeah, I was a little bit of a disciplinarian. I know that I'm
That's
going
not a bad thing.
No, not necessarily. I'm going a little bit backwards because I couldn't call in when I wanted to. I'm on lunch hour now, but I know teachers have their hands full with children that are bad that weren't raised right at home. I do understand that, but I don't know if pay raises for teachers are necessarily going to work because you've got some great teachers out there. My mother didn't teach me to write cursive. She didn't teach me to write in complete sentences. She didn't teach me the things that my teachers taught me. But I'm going to say there is a lot of crappy teachers in the Montgomery County school system that don't even speak proper English, that clown in front of their students. you had the situation last year where the teacher was making fun of the student on social media. Here, you know, what type of discipline was given to her? She should have lost her job. But some of these teachers in the Montgomery County School District don't deserve a pay raise, and then there's ones that do. And that's any profession. You have good people and bad people. But if you ever look at that Montgomery Uncut page, they can't speak English, and they can't even put punctuation in their sentences. And this is all coming out of our Montgomery County school system.
Yep, I agree. Now, here's my thought is, why would giving someone a raise make them a better teacher? Why are they not a better teacher now?
Exactly. That's what I'd like to say. And I do know a male teacher who was in a really bad, high-crime school district, and he personally told me, don't believe that I don't make a lot of money. And I was like, wow, that's interesting, because I've always, you know, heard that teachers don't make enough money. He said, I make plenty of money. He's a good teacher. He happens to be one of the good ones. But why are you going to reward these teachers who aren't even teaching these children how to write correct English, how to speak properly? My teachers were a huge influence on me. My mother didn't do my homework with me. She didn't have to. My teachers did their job in the middle of the school day. So that's just
where'd you go to school?
I went to school at Hooper for most of my life, but I also went to Carver for a little while. I was from the Hopewell area, and I went back to Hooper eventually. But I mean, I had good
How long were you at Carver?
I was at Carver for about half of a year.
Why were you only there half of a year?
I could not fit into the public school system very well because I couldn't follow the teaching. The style of teaching was a lot different, and my grades dropped, and I just wasn't giving it my all. And my mother decided it was time to go back to private school where I'd get a better education.
Yes, and there's a big difference between Hooper Academy teachers and Montgomery Public School teachers, in my opinion.
Yes, yes. And I got a good education at both. It wasn't really the teacher's fault at Carver. I just wasn't used to that climate. I had some really good teachers. I remember Coach Lewis. He was awesome. He was my favorite teacher there. He taught history and really had a good time in his class. But my children went to the Montgomery County school system before I moved to Elmore County, and I have seen how some of these teachers operate, and it's not professional.
Oh yeah, let me tell you, it wasn't professional when I was in school, and that was a long time ago.
Wow, it's shocked to hear that. Where'd you go?
Jeff Davis, Floyd, and 2 years at Cloverdale.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that some of Montgomery's finest people, the older generation, came out of the Montgomery public school system, and they were very educated people, and it's a shame that it's gotten to this level where the teachers aren't teaching the children. And then you've got that Common Core crap that's not teaching them either.
Oh yeah, well let me tell you, I was asked, because I was a JD alum, I was asked to go to a civics class and talk about my experience in the Reagan White House. I was shocked at what they did not know about government. For example, the three branches of government.
Right.
These were 10th graders.
Well, you know, it's amazing what my children don't know now. And my youngest goes to the Elmore County school system. But the children now don't know how to write complete paragraphs. They don't know how to spell. They can't write in cursive. I'm just shocked at the education in general. It's not just Montgomery County. I will say that. But I'm just like you. I'm like, why reward somebody who's already not given 100%? They need to give the ones that are achieving the highest grades in their classes and the ones that are examples for these children. They deserve the raises.
Redheaded Savage, let me ask you a question. What do you, if you don't mind me asking, what school are your kids in Elmore County?
I have one in Eclectic right now, and my other two have graduated.
Okay. Do you find Eclectic lacking?
I do, personally.
Okay, because here's my take on it. Education was a major subject with my family for decades. My mother was the head of the school board in Montgomery. We as a family did everything we possibly could to help Montgomery education, but it just started falling apart. But this is what I found out, is that if you have a school, whatever class that the class as a whole is operating at whatever level, the center line of that becomes what they teach too. And so if you're below that or you're above that, you're above it, you're bored as hell, you're not learning anything. If you're below that, you're confused. And if we would just compartmentalize kids based on their performance level, it would have a completely different result. But they will not do that because they're scared. You look in one room and one group of people look different than the people in the other room that were being based on their performance levels.
Right. I agree totally. I appreciate you taking my call, and I'd like to get in on the Sweet Creek Farm.
Red-headed Savage, you're in, my dear. With a name like Red-headed Savage, you've got to get in there. Give me month and day
of
birth.
Thank you. 4:30, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Absolutely. I appreciate it and enjoy talking
to
you.
Have a great day, guys.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Listen. Whoa. You there? Nope. Larry J, coming back to you. Dan Morris Show, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NLS 1586. 636-8, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter asks if the whistleblower who called out his request of Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden is really a partisan operative.
The president also writing, if that perfect phone call with the president of Ukraine isn't considered appropriate, then no future president can ever again speak to another foreign leader. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing Attorney General William Barr of going rogue in his efforts to protect President Trump.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Amber Geiger, the former Dallas police officer who shot and killed a man in his own apartment thinking it was hers, testifies in her murder trial, shaking and crying and asking to keep going when the prosecutor called for a break. After a break, she testifies she thought Botham John was a burglar. Prosecutors note no neighbors heard her give verbal commands to freeze, as she is claiming. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Record heat continues for the next several days. Daily high records are in jeopardy well into next week. Meanwhile, the drought continues to worsen. Today, high temperature 98 to 100 will easily break the record of 96. Rain chances are very low, about 10% today and through the weekend, but not zero. Tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, highs in the upper 90s to near 100. Record highs expected each day. That takes us to the end of September. Then, for the start of October, the hot and dry pattern continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, 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 hey. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Larry G. Larry G, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Yeah, what's going on, Morris?
How are you doing today?
Man, I'm just kicking it around. Listen, I heard an ad on the radio station, another one, not yours. They said that, I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but he's not answering the call. They said Stephen Reed, took $25,000 of taxpayers' money without their permission to go on vacation, about leverage, this and that. I don't know if there's any truth to it, but, I mean, I would like for him to, I mean, say something about it because it's all over the airwaves. And I even read, a little commentary regarding Facebook. Now, I haven't heard anything negative about Mr. Woods. I'm not advocating he's a saint, but so far, I haven't heard anything negative about him.
So
on the other hand, it's Judge Reed, if that's true about taking taxpayers' money, $25,000 is a nice piece of change, Dan, don't you think?
I think it is. I have no evidence of what that is meaning.
Well, I don't have, you know.
Just hang on, Larry G. We don't know if it's true or not, so let's keep it.
Well,
with
let me
that.
Interject this. Let me interject this. At the outset, I said I haven't heard. I don't know if it's true or not. But the point is, if someone tell a bald-faced lie like that in a race like running for the mayor of a city, seems like the person that's being accused should allude to some of it. Just like what they're trying to do to Trump right now. Lindsey Graham spoke. He said nothing to it. I don't looked into that crap. Trump going to be our next president. That's the bottom line. I just want to run that by you, man. Like I said before, Reed haven't said anything regarding that corruption there, taking $25,000.
Thanks for the phone call, Larry G.
Yeah, man.
It's kind of like the LBJ old story.
Yeah.
LBJ says to the aide, said, I want you to go around the district and tell him telling people my opponent has sex with pigs. But, sir, that's not true. He said, yeah, I want to hear him going around the district denying.
That's so underhanded, but that's politics, man.
That's politics. Even in lovely Montgomery, Alabama. Let's see the clips here. We haven't even played anything, have we?
Not much.
We only played one clip so far?
Yeah.
Let's go to the second part of John Solomon talking about the sworn affidavit from the past prosecutor from Ukraine. I've looked at this thing.
This is important here because what you're outlining here are facts. You have documents to back all this up. You have 450
of them. I posted the documents. People can go read the documents.
Okay.
Yes.
Burisma American legal reps met with Ukrainian officials days after Biden forced the firing of the chief prosecutor. You interviewed the chief prosecutor. The chief prosecutor told you, told ABC, yes. Told the Washington Post. And by the way, it's obvious. In 6 hours, fire the guy. Or I'm taking $1 billion home. Oh, son of a B, they fired him. Why would a Vice President John Solomon of the United States of America want a prosecutor in Ukraine fired?
Listen, it's an internal matter, right? And corruption's been endemic to Ukraine. Why was this a six-hour urgency? Lots of questions, but let's go to something that's new today, Sean. Tonight, I posted for the first time a sworn affidavit obtained by lawyers for a Ukrainian oligarch. It's about to be introduced in a court in Europe. It's from Mr. Shokin, the man who was fired, the prosecutor I interviewed, the Washington Post interviewed, ABC interviewed. In that statement, Mr. Shokin swears under oath he was told he was fired because he refused to drop the Burisma investigation and it made Mr. Biden, the vice president, unhappy. We have to find out who's telling the truth. This is at the core of the credibility of our United States government. Either Joe Biden's telling the truth or the prosecutors and these memos and Hunter Biden's legal team are not telling the truth. We have to find out which one is because it matters to American sovereignty.
Okay, now there's a vast difference about what John Solomon just, how he handled that and all the other media. To the media, if you make an accusation, then it is true. It's to be believed credible. Just like the whistleblower, or whether it's somebody reporting a sex issue, they must be believed. In a Democrat's mind, they must be believed. If you say something bad about a Republican, it must be believed. What John Solomon just said is we need to listen to the two and see, and investigate and see which one is right. That is vastly different than ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN. That's why John Solomon is a good reporter. By the way, The Washington Post did a hit piece
I was about to
on
mention
John Solomon.
That. Yeah.
Talking about how did this conservative, writer who gets it all wrong.
It's
unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, and it didn't have any meat on the bone. Like, if you want to show that he's wrong, show that he's wrong.
Bingo. They just said he's wrong. And the amazing thing is they said, and he gives accusations without any proof. That is totally wrong. Totally wrong. Let's continue on with John Solomon talking about the evidence.
Is it a true statement that, like with the Russia conspiracy hoax and lies, that the boomerang was in effect, that the only Russian interference would be Hillary's dirty dossier, that everything they've accused Trump of that he didn't do, basically they did do? Is that pretty similar here?
Well, listen, I think there a lot of people look at this evidence. I'm going to stay neutral, but a lot of people I talk to say it looks like the Democrats are projecting on Donald Trump what they actually did themselves in Eastern Europe. But let's look at something that I think is very, very important as we go through this narrative. There is an enormous body of documents, on the record statements from Ukraine authorities, that these issues occurred, that they have proof that they occurred. I have the Ukraine embassy emails. I have Hunter Biden's legal team's emails. I have the prosecutor general's official memos. These are real documents. Where are Joe Biden's documents? Let's put forth the proof from Joe Biden that he really thought this guy was corrupt and he had the evidence. He has not done that.
I would put up a bunch of these documents. You can go to the Hill and John Solomon's area on the Hill, and you could look at all these things. It's a lot of documents, and some of them are in Ukrainian, some of them are in English. The one that's in the Austria court is in English versus German. But it's some pretty powerful stuff, particularly the affidavit where he says what happened. Basically, the Ukraine president calls him and says, you need to resign for the good of your country. And he said, no, he said, we've got to do this because we're going to lose $1 billion if you don't. And he goes, well, that's not the right reason to do it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good scalding,
Yeah, boy, I hope you're inside today versus out.
God, well, I'm outside, but at least I'm in the shade. Still fighting the bees. You know what? These bees are the toughest ever. Even Randy Burkhalter. We can't. My only choice is to come back in the winter.
Really?
Or cover it. I've covered the openings with plastic. That's the only thing that kept them out. But these guys are mean. They sting me. Stung me 6 times. My customer about 10 times.
Are they honeybees or they're the big bumblebee type thing, the carpenter bee?
That must be some bitter damn honey. No, they're little bitty guys.
Okay.
I mean the size of your little fingernail. But let's get back to the two biggest news stories of the week that nobody's talking about, but me, of course. Do you know what those are?
No. What are in your mind, what are the two biggest news stories?
John DeVoe liked Trump's speech at the UN.
Ah, that is breaking news.
That is breaking news. And he has been calling up in compliments of Donald Trump. I think I'm glad it's not in the Bible, because if John DeVoe votes for Donald Trump, I'm sure the Bible thumpers would say that's a sign the end times are coming.
There you go. Or pigs are flying.
I'll probably hear it tomorrow.
Or
I know.
Pigs are flying.
Yes. And also, I mentioned this on Joey's show. We're going back to the moon, $4.6 billion going into Huntsville and Houston to send man back to the moon permanently. Didn't you see that on the news this week?
I did not.
Yes, and that's probably the most important thing that's happened all week. and it's going to be 8 passenger carrying vehicles, 12 support vehicles, a space station around the moon. The whole Artemis project that Obama canceled is now moving on. And that's one thing that made America a leader in the world. We're still the only ones to go to the moon. And when we go back, nobody's going to give a damn about the rest of these countries because space travel is going to be the priority for everyone. And I'm just glad our president got it done while he was in office because it's not wasn't going to happen otherwise. But now the money's been allocated. Huntsville is about supposed to become one of the most important cities in the world. It already is, just doesn't get talked about much. And Amazon's building that big security facility up there, too.
Yep.
So, good news for Alabama. I don't consider it bad news for Donald Trump because I think there's going to be a whole lot coming out between now and the election. The other guys are really going to be scared of. They're just starting to get scared, I think. But it's pretty obvious what's going on, isn't it, fellas?
It is. We're just getting ready. As soon as this stuff starts coming out, they're going to go political, political, political.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like when the Mueller report came out and Bob Barr, and they gave a summary, he was covering for the president.
Yeah.
So, you know, thank God we have Bob Barr. I still am very disappointed Jeff Sessions has not come out and said anything. I've become more suspicious of him all the time, but I'm glad he's gone, and we got a good guy in there now. So you guys have a great weekend. I would say try to stay cool, but that's a futile request.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I'm going to handle this weekend being out on my deck. I put a fan out there right before I left so I can cool it down a little bit when I'm drinking my Corona, my 4 o'clock Corona.
I think it went below 85 degrees this morning around 1:30 because I was up playing music and recording and composing and didn't cool off below 80.
Yeah,
till about 1:30 in the morning, man. I mean, we got hot nights, and this is going to be...
Yeah, I was kind of taken when I went outside this morning at 6 and it was 75 degrees.
Yes. Oh, damn. And, you know, I've got a clear top on my porch. I put a cover on right now because it's just too damn hot. But I stay outside like you. I got to be outside. I can't take being inside all the damn time.
Yep.
And you already are. Gentlemen, Roll Tide, Tigers do good, and we'll see y'all Monday.
My friend Mike said that what you're talking about is ground hornets.
Oh, well, no, they're not in the ground, though.
Oh, they're not? Okay.
No, these are bees. These are bees. They're in the house.
I've run over some ground hornets with a lawnmower. I was at my lake house, so I'm going by. My mother sees me drive the lawnmower by. Next thing she sees is me running across the yard and diving into the water in the lake because the ground hornets are chasing me.
Yeah, bug spray will kill those guys, but they
also
do the bees. I hadn't figured it out. They're like scorpions. You know, bug spray won't kill a scorpion either. It doesn't even faze them, just pisses them off more.
So. Red Top, thanks for the telephone call. I've got to go.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Scott, going to be back with you right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
And I'll win that fight. TNT. I'm a power load. TNT. Watch me explode.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting and you could win a Sony 65-inch XBR smart TV with Chromecast, Google Assistant, and voice remote from Cohen's Electronics and Appliances.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Cohen's Electronics and Appliances and Blue Water Broadcasting.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Scott. Scott, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm good, my friend. And you?
I'm aggravated.
Why?
I want to talk about news reporting, if you can actually call it news reporting. I imagine there's still, you know, just a minor handful of reporters actually out there that will give you facts. And I guess my question is there any... I'm sure there's got to be a code of ethics, you know, or conduct within the news media that, you know, would, I don't know how to say it other than to prevent the dissemination of just, you know, out-and-out lies and misinformation because, you know, there's so many people, and depending on where you get your news from, you know, what they're filling your head with, it would almost seem that there would be some responsibility on these, you know, major networks and such to give us the facts, not your opinion. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
The
National Broadcast Association has those standards, but those things went away back in the 80s.
And so there's no recourse.
There's no recourse, yeah. And the reason is because we have a freedom. Just hang on. The reason is we have freedom of the press.
Right. Well, I understand that, but I mean, good Lord, so you can just print anything you want to, put it out there, and then you're at your discretion to either listen or not, I guess.
Yeah, I tell you, part of the problem is, Scott, is that people are not mad at the media. Now, they're starting to get mad now. They don't believe them. Their ratings are falling like crazy. But there needs to be more alternative medias out there where people can seek information that they deem credible. Hopefully this show is one of those.
Yes, sir. Well, I agree with that. Do you know of any other national media outlets that you could say you might actually get facts instead of conjecture?
Not that's part of the national television network, no.
Right. I mean, like these...
I'll tell you another real problem that we have is Congress is going on recess today. And part of what they're going to be doing, because somebody shared some talking points with me of this, they're going to go home, these Dems are going to go home and talk about why we need to impeach the president. And you know what? The local media is not going to say squat about it. They're not going to know the questions to ask. They're just going to take whatever they say, and they're just going to report it. And it's a
right.
real shame that that's going to happen. But that is what's going to happen.
Well, I can remember back when I was a kid, you know, Walter Cronkite, all these guys, and when you turned on the TV and listened to the news, it seemed more that you got the news. You know, this is what's happening. Make up your mind about what you think about it. And nowadays, it's, you know, oh, this is my opinion, and, you know, what they say about opinion, everybody's got one. Most of them stink.
Yeah, it's, well, now, you got to remember, during the Walter Cronkite era, he was against the Vietnam War, and so his broadcast started to turn into anti-war broadcast. And
right.
if you go back and you look at CBS during that time frame, their reporting vastly changed when Walter Cronkite went against the war, and it was all negative Vietnam. And that
right.
fed into the protest era that it just evolved into a whole big problem for this country. So we have a history when the media starts having their opinion and stuff, it starts having a real effect on our country in a negative way.
Right. I agree with that.
They did the same thing to Reagan, but Reagan overcame it.
Well, you know, just listening to Schiff up there, you know, making up his own story the other day, I cussed my TV so hard, I felt bad for my television. I'm like, I can't even stand to watch this crap. But like I said, I wish that the media could get out of their opinions and just give us, you know, this is what's happening. Here's the facts. Make up your own mind. But I don't know that they believe people are capable of, you know, ciphering it out for themselves anymore.
Well, I tell you, here, if you listen to some of these media interviews that they do on C-SPAN and things, those things are really telling. And I had, there was one reporter that was on there talking about, we have the responsibility to report the truth. He didn't say the facts, but it's the truth. And
right.
It turned out to be the truth as he knew it. And that's the problem, right. Is that the truth is an absolute, and truth is in comparison with the original. That's the truth. If it's the truth according to Dan or according to Joey, then that's not the truth. It's our truth. And the media thinks that they're reporting the truth because they think they are the keepers of the truth. And that should scare the hell out of you, Scott.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. Like, the foreign news networks and such, do you find that you get maybe a little less of the spin from these groups?
No.
As adverse? Not really?
No. Matter of fact, I'm going to play a Nancy Cordes clip, and you're going to get, I'll point out the opinions that they're being delivered in this thing. And again, if somebody reports it about a Republican, it's a fact. If a Republican says something, it's unsubstantiated.
Right. Well, it's a sad day for this country. I think our media really feeds into the problems.
Let me tell you, the media is the problem. The media is the problem. And again, these members of Congress are going to go home. They're going to talk to their constituents. There are going to be reporters there. They're going to want reporters there. But the reporters don't know the questions to ask. Local reporters, I hate to say, are so void of knowledge, it is unbelievable. And that's what, you know, ignorance is the lack of knowledge. And I'm sorry to say, they take what people tell them and they just report it as news.
Well, all right, bud. Well, I'll let you get on with the program. Appreciate what you guys do. So have a great day.
You too. My clock's up to my computer. Are we at the top of the hour break? Papa B, you know what you've got to do? You got to hang on for me because I'm coming back to you after our top of the hour break.
Dan Morris Show.
What is my charisma? What is my charisma? Yeah. Is it my body or my brain? Do I drive you insane?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is